Yes, Greece. I'm from West Virginia, too. I just wanted to say I used to go to high school here. I was always late for school every morning, but even though I live in West Virginia, I still listen to your Best of Greece tapes.
That's great. So you call me from West Virginia now?
No, I'm in Fairfax now. I just went back home for the summer, but all my people in West Virginia, half of them love you, half of them hate you, so I stick with the half that we listen to you.
What, is some half of people in West Virginia hate my guts?
Well, you know, there's some people there who are from West Virginia, they don't understand, and we have to set them straight, you know, they don't understand.
What do you mean, what do they don't understand? When I tell a West Virginia story?
Yeah, you know, they think you're really knocking them or something.
They take it seriously?
Yeah.
Man, oh man, they don't know I'm speaking out of love. Are you making tapes this summer while you're home?
Yeah.
That's great, we'll tape this.
All right.
David, I mean, bring them back. They ought to know that I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. West Virginia is a great place, man. It's a place of action and adventure.
Yeah.
The place where men were the first to fight. West Virginia.
And when I speak and I do a lighthearted look at West Virginia, it means no insult. You got your tape rolling? You gonna play this for those college pukes you go to school with? Huh? All right, roll this tape. Because they can't listen to me on the radio, and I want you to hear it right from my own lips. Then I actually go to the library, and I look for weird West Virginia happenstance, because I love the state. And one day, I'm gonna find me a place in West Virginia, and I'm gonna be high on a hilltop. And I'll be the master of all that I survey. West Virginia, the last frontier. You know, there's people in West Virginia that have lived on a farm all their life. People in West Virginia that has only interacted with those immediately around them. You know what that's like? Some of them living like religious cults. They just, you know, seen the pictures. The only thing they've seen when it comes to Howard the Ghee is like a dog-eared 1962 copy of Playboy magazine. That's been passed around from farm to farm for West Virginia boys to learn the basics of. And that's why they had an incident in Martinsburg a few years ago. His West Virginia boy had all he's ever been to had a Playboy magazine and finally found a girl from a neighbor in town. That's how far he had to go. And on their wedding night, he's all excited about seeing his first naked woman live and in the flesh. And as he's tearing her clothing off, he sees she's got two hairy armpits. And he looks at that and smiles and says, "Hot damn, I done hit the jackpot. Most guys is lucky to get one cooter. I got three."